Sermon 108. Whatever they were ignoring has befallen them. Separation from this world, from which they took themselves safe, has come to them, and they have reached that in the next world, which they had been promised. Whatever has befallen them cannot be described. Pangs of death and grief for losing this world has surrounded them. Consequently, their limbs become languid, and their complexion changes. Then death increases its struggle over them. In some, it stands in between him and his power of speaking. Although he lies among his people, looking with eyes, hearing with his ears, with full wits and intelligence. He then thinks over how he wasted his life and in what activities he passed his time. He recalls the wealth he collected when he had blinded himself in seeking it, and acquired it from fair and foul sources. Now the consequences of collecting it have overtaken him. He gets ready to leave it. It would remain for those who are behind him. They would enjoy it and benefit by it. It would be an easy acquisition for others, but a burden on his back, and the man cannot get rid of it. He would thereupon bite his hands with teeth out of shame for what was disclosed to him about his affairs at the time of his death. He would dislike what he coveted during the days of his life, and would wish that he who envied him on account of it and felt jealous over him for it should have amassed it instead of he himself. Death would go on affecting his body, till his ears too would behave like his tongue and lose functioning. So he would lie among his people, neither speaking with his tongue or hearing with his ears. He would be rotating his glance over their faces, watching the movements of their tongues, but not hearing their speaking. Then death would increase its sway over him, and his sight would be taken by death as the ears had been taken, and the spirit would depart from his body. He would then become a carcass among his own people. They would feel loneliness from him and get away from near him. He would not join a mourner or respond to a caller. Then they would carry him to a small place in the ground and deliver him in it to face his deeds. They abandoned visiting him. About the day of judgment, till whatever is written as ordained approaches its end, the affairs complete their destined limits. The posteriors join the anteriors, and whatever Allah wills takes place in the shape of resurrection of his creation. Then he would convulse the sky and split it. He would quake the earth and shake it. He would root out the mountains and scatter them. They would crush each other out of awe of his glory and fear of his dignity. He would take out everyone who is in it. He would refresh them after they had been worn out, and collect them after they had been separated. Then he would set them apart for questioning about the hidden deeds and secret acts. He would then divide them into two groups, rewarding one and punishing the other. As regards the obedient people, he would reward them with his nearness, and would keep them forever in his house from where those who settle therein do not move out. Their position would not undergo change. Fear would not overtake them. Ailments would not befall them. Dangers would not affect them. And journey would not force them from place to place. As for people of sins, he would settle them in the worst place, would bind their hands with the necks, bind the forelocks with feet, and would clothe them in shirts of tar and dresses cut out of flames. They would be in punishment, whose heat would be severe. Its door would be closed on the inmates, in fire which is full of shouts and cries, and rising flames and fearful voices. Its inmate does not move out of it. Its prisoner cannot be released by ransom, and its shackles cannot be cut. There is no fixed age for this house, so that it might perish, nor period for its life that might pass away. A part of the same sermon about the holy prophet. He treated this world disdainfully and regarded it low. He held it contemptible and hated it. He realized that Allah kept it away from him with intention and spread it out for others by way of contempt. Therefore, he remained away from it by his heart, banished its recollection from his mind, and wished that its attraction should remain hidden from his eye, so that he should not acquire any clothing from it, or hope for staying in it. He conveyed from Allah the pleas against committing sins, counseled his people as a warner against divine chastisement, and called people towards paradise as a conveyor of good tidings. About the descendants of the Holy Prophet. We are the tree of prophethood, staying place of divine message, descending place of angels, mines of knowledge, and the sources of wisdom. Our supporter and lover awaits mercy, while our enemy and he who hates us awaits wrath.